Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, what a week we've had. We're going to be tracking that front off the East Coast.
We are.
Big changes behind this next week.
You tired?
Who's ready for the weekend?
Me.
Yeah.
Two hands raised.
Yeah, I've got my California chicken cheesesteak coming tonight.
You're going to eat yourself into a food coma?
12-inch. Yeah. I eat it. And then, like, it's one of those things I look forward to. It. I eat the first 6 inches of the hoagie, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I should have got two.
And then
all of a sudden it hits me. It's like, I feel sick. You're listening to Weather Insider Podcast. I promise you we will be talking about weather.
I mean, I suppose.
Yeah. And food, because Christine is here with me
and
today.
And I'm starving. Yeah.
It is Friday, May 20th. Quite a day. Really quick, Interstate 80 shut down earlier
today. Interstate 80 shut
down,
yeah.
Cheyenne toward Laramie.
Mm-hmm. So what you'll find – okay, I was telling the story on the network earlier. I have been snowed in on this exact stretch of
road
before.
And we have the video to
prove
it.
There's video. I'm going to post it on my Twitter in a little bit because I've
got – And
you're
going to wait until you see how young and vibrant she was back then in 2016.
Now I'm just old and – sad.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're old and sad, and I'm old and decrepit.
Great.
Welcome aboard.
Things are going really well for
We're
us,
We're always
Bernie.
Bringing us more people in. Never go down alone. Bring someone with you. Yeah.
But truly, yeah. I mean, honestly, so the thing you'll find on this stretch, it's a small stretch of I-80 between, like you said, Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. And what you'll find is the elevation goes up very quickly on this stretch of the interstate. So all of a sudden, you get the temperatures dropping, the roads are getting a little bit colder, a little bit faster, and the snow actually starts to stick.
And
so
it was the right time of the day.
It's the right time of the day. So you've got a stretch of I-80 that's closed right now. It's not just Wyoming, but we're watching the Rockies as well. I almost said California.
Uh-huh.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Colorado into Denver. The Rockies, the team, the MLB team, supposed to play the Mets tonight. I don't think it's going to happen. There's some talk of postponing the game, doing a doubleheader tomorrow. I mean, they haven't made a decision yet, but I think that's not the worst idea considering it's going to be 34 and rain and snow. So there's that.
And I'm tracking remember yesterday I was tracking the thunderstorms across Oklahoma in the morning around Tulsa, Bartlesville.
Yeah.
Well, remember, all right. Now, by the way, Christina is now going to be sitting on her chair correctly. We won't even tell you the way she was sitting before. But put it this way, if I sat like that, my kneecaps would come out.
This is what happened. I'm a small person. My feet don't touch the ground when I sit on a chair normally. So I have. That's why my chairs are always so low to the ground. I feel like everyone who sits in them after me is like falling to their death because they have to sit so
but
far
you're,
down.
It's nice to see you sitting correctly now.
Kind of.
But those thunderstorms yesterday in Missouri, they started to intensify late morning, and that was a warning shot because typically during the late morning hours thunderstorms decrease. Well, these were increasing. Well, you know what, that went right across like St. Louis, Lambert. There were isolated tornadoes in Missouri near the St. Louis area. There were damaging winds, tennis balls and baseball size hail, downstate Illinois, southern Indiana, Kentucky. The thunderstorms were still tracking that. It's over 700 miles now. It just survived. It'll be pressing across southern Pennsylvania today, PA Turnpike. I think you have to watch out like Harrisburg, Reading, Allentown, Philly late this evening that there's not a brief area or a small area of damaging wind gusts. We'll keep an eye on that. Saturday, it's hot.
Oh.
It's steamy. It's the hottest day of the year. I'm putting I have a window air conditioning in my son's room. I'm doing that today. Mm-hmm. I told you I'm paying my in-laws to open up their pool. I'm going to physically help them take the pool cover off today, hoping they can have it open tomorrow, even though the water will be freezing.
Who cares? It's going to be so hot outside. It's going to feel great.
And then big changes early next week. Couple of quick things. Tropics, we'll watch that area. I don't think it's going to develop.
No.
There's too much here. But some of that tropical surge of moisture will try to come up in the Texas along with the stalled front. That has problems or implications next week.
We don't trust stalled fronts, do we?
No, we don't.
You know why? Because
upper
you
lows,
get and upper lows. And well, we're going to look at kind of both of that.
Yeah.
Both of those issues as we get to really Tuesday, Wednesday next week. When you get a stalled front, you get a little extra energy from an upper low. You get what we call training storms. rain moving over the same area. Think like little trains on a track, except the trains keep going over the same place over and over mm-hmm. and over. And the front is the track and the train is the rain. And you just get flooding in that area because it keeps falling in the same place. The ground gets saturated. There's nowhere for the rain to go. And then you have problems with flash flooding. So Texas to Oklahoma, even into Louisiana and parts of Mississippi, really West Mississippi, we could see some issues with really heavy rain and some flash flooding.
Yeah,
so that's
Monday,
what we're watching.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. There will be pockets of severe weather. By the way, that'll head east in the north central United States. By the way, next week, don't expect much in the way of warmth. It's going to be cool. After the heat we've had the last couple of days, it is going to be cool and wet. Christina and I are back with you on Monday. Make sure you download the AccuWeather app. It is a free download, and you get Wintercast minute by with the snow in Denver with
I
the AccuWeather forecast.
Yeah, Wintercast in
and
May.
In the mountains, and also you'll be tracking these thunderstorms this afternoon. And don't forget, we have Minutecast minute by minute weather for the next 4 hours for your location. We'll let you know when the rain's going to start, stop, get heavy, get light. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.